Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I praise the Lord. I'm well.
Indeed, praise the Lord. Now, we started talking about artificial supplements last week and if there is a need for them at all. We want to conclude that conversation today by, you know, maybe having some firm, you know, suggestions, alternatives, etc., etc. Now, what I wanted to know, if you can perhaps just recap and then go to see if we can actually ask the question, do fortified cereals need more nutrients in them, or is it likely just false advertising? We dealt with it as well, but I need you to just maybe take us through this you know, artificial artificial supplements vis-a-vis what we need to intake, and vis-a-vis how much of it is really enough. Please go ahead.
Yes, artificial supplements or synthetic supplements, they are good for what they are, and they are also, how do I call it? One should be careful as to why we are using it and what we are using artificial or synthetic supplements for. Mm-hmm. In some cases, they are needed. For instance, we have malnourished children, mm-hmm. and they need some supplements to quickly enhance their nutrition so they don't have permanent damages that mm-hmm. could occur because of the important nutrients. For instance, pregnant women, they need folic acid so they don't have babies that have some problems when they are born, like what they call genetic problems, but mm-hmm. nevertheless, they can still be helped by this supplement. So, and as adults also, we sometimes need supplement. Maybe we travel and we are in a place where we don't have enough of the natural foods to eat. Mm-hmm. We may want to supplement it a little bit to help go through that phase or that period in time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you go through supplements that is available today, I tell you what, you will be overwhelmed. Mm. If you have ever walked through the aisle where they have supplements for sale in stores, it's a lot. So, yes, we need some supplements like omega-3 fatty acids. Mm. Some people take fish oil because of it. I say take flaxseed or chia seeds. Mm. And all these are available in the food that we eat. It's just that our food have been overprocessed. That's the real problem that we are facing because of overprocessed food, and because we are in a hurry, mm-hmm. we like the foods that are almost ready or ready to eat. Mm. So we then need supplement because we are not eating food. We are eating, plastic or rubber. Mm. At the end of the day, because when the food is overprocessed, what do you have left? It's just nothing at all. Mm. So in that case, we need supplement to make sure that we have enough nutrients. Mm. But if we are able to take enough natural food, whole foods, then we don't need supplement because all will be present in the food that we eat, mm-hmm. and will not need to have to supplement them. But generally, we may need some supplements once in a while, as I said in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But let's consider food first. How can we use food to supplement when we know we lack? For instance, we might need to have some more green juices to supplement our chlorophyll and need for special nutrients that are missing, vitamins especially. So in that case, I will recommend we use food for supplements, and we eat more of one thing when we know we lack it. For instance, if we know that you need potassium, well, eat more bananas.
Yeah.
And that's a good source of potassium. Mm-hmm. Give children bananas because it's very good for them to have enough potassium. So we may need it if we are not eating right. And as we discussed some time ago, we talk about vegans needing to supplement with B12 because generally it is said that they lack B12, albeit that I know that in natural healthcare, when we look at the studies that have been done on B12, we know that vegans and vegetarians, they can have enough B12 without needing to supplement it. But general conclusion that I subscribe to is to take a little bit of it so that one be on the safe side. And in those cases, yes, supplements. Supplements can have problems. For instance, if we decide to take vitamin A, for example, it can lead to liver damage if we are not careful.
Okay.
And it is not well prescribed because the body can get overloaded with this fat-soluble vitamin and it's not easily processed in the body to get rid of excess. So that one must be very careful. One can take enough vitamin C. We use vitamin C, for instance, to reach what is called bowel tolerance level, which will make the person begin to really clear the bowel and have some soft stools. But some people will take it and then they have such reaction and they think that, oh, something bad has happened. So that's why I would say one should be guided before we embark on taking synthetic vitamins already. Before we seek for help, we don't start it before we then seek for help if we have complications as a result of it. But I would say seek for help first, be well guided before embarking on supplementation. For vitamin D, if a person is not living in a place where there is enough sun, there may be the need to supplement with D vitamin, because lack of or low levels of vitamin D in the body can lead to several problems, including high blood pressure, as an example, or lowered immunities. So we may need it, but then I just want caution before we really take it up and start using a lot of it. I've seen individuals maybe at camp meetings and so forth, they bring their loads of vitamin. We sit at the table and you see them just swallowing all these vitamins. Somebody were said that the toilet of American is loaded with vitamins. Because sometimes you see, and I've seen that before, where you go to the toilet to poop and you see your whole vitamin, not even broken up, not dissolved in the WC. So there are so many things that is being done in the world today that I believe we should be more careful about all of these things. Because talking about fortified cereals, as you mentioned earlier, yes, good to some extent, but I will illustrate with one illustration that made sense to me, that it is like a thief met you on the road, collected everything from you, everything, including the clothing and all. And then as he was about to move away, he looked at you, you are all naked. He said, okay, here is your underwear. Here is one shirt. And then the thief is gone with all of the person's things. That is how we can illustrate these fortified cereals. The whole grain is devoid of all of the B vitamins, especially.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Once they are processing, they remove all of the fiber. The B vitamins especially are gone. And in the work of a lady that was working with a delinquent, she found that many times when she will get delinquents that will be sent to her office, she was a juror, and she will put them on whole foods. They stop taking corn chips, milkshakes, and by the time they come back, they can't even believe that they are the one that committed the crime, because B vitamins, lack of B vitamins affect the brain very, very much.
Okay.
So when our foods are devoid of all of the vitamins, when we remove the fiber in the processing, the brain work is really affected, how our brain can function very well. So fortifying the cereals with one vitamin when you have removed 10 or more, it's better to take the whole food, because the fortification, I don't know whether it really helps, because the second point is that it's synthetic fortifications, and sometimes, if not most times, the human body do not accept the synthetic stuff. It's foreign to the body, and it doesn't take it. So it's coming in, we are paying for it, but it's not helpful. It's not really nourishing the body as it should. Today, we have problems with hyperactive children. Much of it is because they eat only fortified cereals for breakfast, go to school, they cannot sit down and pay attention. There is still research and work going on in autism. We are having more and more cases of autistic children. The causes of this is still a dilemma to scientists. They are still trying to figure out what is happening. But when we look at the diet and the lifestyle of our children today, could it be that some of these things are related to what we give them to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Quick fixes, overprocessed cereals, and so forth.
My goodness.
These are suspects that many are pointing fingers at, that this could be the reason or one of the reasons why we are having problems with our children today. And we are having delinquent children more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost becoming the rule rather than the thing that is supposed to be strange and disciplined. It's like the disciplined child now is the odd one amongst all behavioral problems that we are facing in the world today. So when we talk about supplementing diet and we take away the whole food itself and we focus only on the supplement, there is a problem. And the problem is staring us right in the face because it is not solving much of what we want solved amongst children and even young people, teenagers, and young adults especially.
Yeah. Man, Doc, it's a very interesting one. But I'm going to leave you now. Before we do that, though, I heard you saying that one can also be overwhelmed by, packed vitamins. Example, maybe vitamin A or D, etc., etc. So one should then not go and overwhelm the body. Otherwise, then you're not doing good as well, even with the synthetic, supplements.
Right. Yes. Because if we are not guided, and we are not sure that we need them, and we just take them because we think we need them because they are looking beautiful and others are taking them. We see them in the departmental stores and, oh yeah, I need to supplement my food, or I feel weak a little bit. We need to know exactly what is actually going on, what we need to supplement before we just take all supplements. Some people take multivitamin one a day and so forth. They probably don't need it. And the body may just be taking all of these synthetic vitamins. For instance, it has taken several years before it is now something that is well taught that iron supplement is not good. But before, everybody was taking iron supplements. Oh, yes, I will take iron so that I can have good blood and so forth. But taking iron supplement now, there's a lot of caution not to take iron supplement, especially for women. So before research catch up with many things that we are doing, it's good to exercise caution and not be too much in a hurry to go with the tide. Oh, this is the in thing now. Yes, we go for it, but to be more cautious and to find out if it is really needed. Otherwise, using that same word, not to overwhelm the body system.
Yeah, and I think that those who are listening are more careful and are knowing exactly what to do. Dr. Atolobea, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Is no different as well. Blessed Sabbath ahead to you and your family.
I wish you the same. It's my pleasure all the time.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.